you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Good morning. It's Friday, December 9th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. COVID cases have soared in Los Angeles County. As KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier tells us, that's moved us back into the CDC's high community level.
Transmission has been high for weeks, but we're now seeing an average of nearly 3,800 reported cases each day, which is a 40% increase from just last week and an undercount. So many people are getting sick that over half of hospitals in LA County are understaffed, said LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
You know, we hear anecdotally that the challenge is so many staff out sick themselves or caring for sick family members that while they may have technically beds available, they don't have staff to take care of patients who are in those beds, so those beds can't be filled.
Ferrer said people should wear a mask in public to keep from getting infected. Just 17% of eligible people have gotten the bivalent booster, which helps protect from current circulating COVID strains. A dozen people die daily in LA from COVID-19. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Street vending has been legalized in Los Angeles, but it is still prohibited in certain busy areas. KPCC's Leslie Berestein Rojas reports that has prompted street vendors to sue the city.
Street vendors rallied on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's one of several no vending zones that LA established after the city and state legalized street vending 4 years ago. Some vendors still take their chances here. They say they've racked up tickets, but they can earn good money. Edgar Sui sells fruit and hot dogs. Sui says in other unrestricted areas, there's less foot traffic and fewer customers. The lawsuit alleges that no vending zones conflict with the state law that decriminalizes street vending. Attorney Katie McEwen represents the vendors. She says, according to the state law,
you need to have an objective health, safety, or welfare concern that justifies those restrictions or bans. The city has failed to provide any real justification.
City officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In the past, they've cited concerns about sidewalk congestion and pedestrian safety. I'm Leslie Berestein Rojas.
A legal case heard by the U.S. Supreme Court this week could have major consequences for the way state legislatures draw congressional district maps. CalMatters politics reporter Samina Kamal explains what this could mean for California.
This case hinges on how much power state legislatures have to regulate federal elections, including the shape of congressional maps. California currently relies on an independent redistricting commission that lets citizens play a role in drawing district lines. But a win in this case could give state legislatures back this power. While this case is being pushed by Republicans, in California, it could give Democrats a chance at more political power because they control the legislature here.
A decision in that case is expected by the summer. Homeboy Industries has focused on gang intervention for decades. Now the LA nonprofit intends to build housing on land received from the city. It would house formerly incarcerated and gang-affiliated people in its reentry program. The parcel is just south of Homeboy's Chinatown headquarters. Initial plans call for a 160-bed transitional housing facility, enough to house about half the reentry clients. CEO Thomas Vozo says that currently about 70% of clients are unhoused, with many living in hotels or couch surfing.
For us to help them as they're transforming their life, healing as they're with Homeboy, so they become resilient enough to take on what society throws at them is a big step forward.
Homeboy Industries says it is on track to break ground in 2024. It also plans to build permanent low-income housing at the site. An LA city proposal to protect wildlife living in the urban areas between the 405 and 101 freeways is gaining momentum despite some backlash. Angelinos, who spoke at yesterday's City Planning Commission meeting, were divided on a new draft of the Wildlife District Ordinance, although it was ultimately approved. The ordinance favors protecting wildlife when it comes to developing private property. Some homeowners say that it will only make the current housing crisis worse, though. Among the dissenters, Christopher Thornburg, who asked, why not go even further?
If we want to protect wildlife, strip all the NIMBY stuff out of here and just focus on protecting wildlife and the open areas.
Other homeowners see it differently. Joanne D'Antonio, for one, says the restrictions are reasonable.
As landowners, we should do our part to be stewards for the native flora and fauna, and our lifestyle and building projects need to respect this coexistence.
Supporters of the restrictions say the goal is to make it possible for wildlife to travel through the region safely for the benefit of both the animals and the people living in the area. The ordinance now heads to the City Council for a final vote. Meantime, federal and state wildlife agencies are making plans to capture the famed Griffith Park mountain lion, P22. Wildlife officials say they want to perform a health check on him to determine what steps to take to ensure his and the community's well-being. The decision comes a month after the mountain lion was deemed responsible for killing a leashed pet, a sign of possible distress. Beth Pratt with the National Wildlife Federation says all options are on the table, but relocation poses a problem.
And with mountain lions, it's not usually successful. They are solitary creatures that will fight often to the death over territory. So you'd be signing the death sentence. Especially now at his age, it would probably be P22.
Scientists say P22 has lived a remarkable life as a large predator in an urban setting. Ahead of a cold weekend rainstorm, you can expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Mountain communities this weekend will see some snow. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.